Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth. Truth, truth.
Welcome to Positively Unconstitutional. Today is Saturday, March the 5th, 2011. I'm broadcasting live from Dallas, Texas, and I want to welcome all of Darren Weeks' listeners to the show. I want to thank Darren Weeks for his show, Govern America. I want to invite everyone to stay tuned for Common Sense Revisited with Todd McGreevy coming up at the noon hour. And I want to thank all my listeners for the timely information that they send me. And today I have a bit of a special announcement. During the second hour of the show, I will be joined by Brother Gregory of His Holy Church. And I want to make the announcement that Brother Gregory is preparing for his All-American Whirlwind Tour of 2011. So get out a pen and a notepad or your day timer or, you know, whatever you use, and write down when he's going to be in your area. So beginning on March 26th to the 28th, Brother Gregory will be in the Denver, Colorado area. You can get together with him to discuss solutions to America's current problem of moral bankruptcy and moral corruption, which are at unprecedented levels throughout our society. So again, the first stop on the All-American Whirlwind Tour is March 26, 2011. He'll be at the Kepner Hall on the third floor of the UNC campus. Sunday, March the 27th, at 10:30 a.m., you can meet him from 10:30 a.m. to 12 noon at the Espresso di Cincata coffee shop, which is at the corner of Sunflower Market, Drake and LeMay. His third stop will be 12:30 to 2 that afternoon at the Jerusalem of Gold bookstore in the Loveland Outlet Mall on I-25 and Highway 34. And his fourth stop will be at the Dazbog Coffee Shop, 1050 West 104th Street in Huron, Monday, March the 28th. That's in North Glen. And then that's from 3 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. And then his fifth stop will be 11 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. at the Dazbog Coffee Shop on Parker Road. You can find all this information on his website. Just search Brother Gregory and His Holy Church. He'll be in Omaha, Nebraska, April 1st through the 3rd. I won't go through all those particulars there. Again, you can find this. April 7th through the 11th, he'll be in my neck of the woods here, Dallas, Waco, Fort Worth, and Tyler, Texas. The only place that is certain right now is the Homestead Heritage Visitor Center on Dry Creek Road in Waco, Texas. And then he'll be in Fort Mill, South Carolina on April 15th to the 16th. I'm sure he'll have a large contingent of people who think that the income tax, April 15th, is unconstitutional and so forth. And then he'll finish up. He'll be in Grove City, Pennsylvania, April the 26th, and in Middlebury, Indiana, April the 27th. So again, Columbus, Indiana, April the 28th, and some tentative dates have been set for Milwaukee, Wisconsin, April 29th, 30th, Minneapolis, Minnesota, May 6th to 7th, and then Wimbledon, North Dakota sometime after that. So with that said, I'm asking myself a question over and over as it concerns the American people. And that is, what do the American people want? I mean, I'm watching the protests going on in Wisconsin with the teachers union, and it seems that everyone wants lower costs, but not when it involves their mother, their brother, their father, their cousin, or their in-law losing his job. I hear the music there. We'll be back in just a few minutes after this word from our sponsor. You're listening to Positively Unconstitutional on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Have you heard? Proactiv is new and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With New Proactiv, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-635-1053. Because we're going to let a million people try New Proactiv risk-free. Get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try new and better than ever Proactiv, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of the new Proactiv, two free extras, and free shipping when you call 1-800-635-1053. This is our best radio offer ever. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of new Proactiv plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping. This offer won't last long. Call 1-800-635-1053. That's 1-800-635-1053.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
And welcome back to Positively Unconstitutional. And right before the break, you know, I posed the question to myself over and over again, what is it that the American people want? You know, I'm watching these protests going on with the teachers union in Wisconsin, and, you know, what is it that voters expect the government to do to cut costs? I mean, the biggest way to cut costs, take away people's jobs. Jobs are the biggest cost of the government. They got, you know, the federal government itself has 14 million employees, and this doesn't include any of the private agencies. So, you can't cut costs and have more government jobs with pensions and all medical costs all included when there are no jobs in the private sector to tax to pay for the largesse of the government employees. So I'm going to say it again today. I predicted a major financial crisis is coming up. It's coming up on about June the 10th to the 13th of 2011 this year. I mean, this is a very, you know, precise prediction. My thinking is that the municipal bond market's going to freeze up. And, you know, the cities are going to, and the municipalities around the country are going to begin to default on their municipal bond interest payments. This is even as the quantitative easing to Ben Bernanke and the Federal Reserve is coming to an end June the 30th. Now, speaking of the quantitative easing too, I want to help the average individual understand what I believe is the primary driving force behind all the unrest in the Middle East. And when we watch the news, there's no indication of what I believe is the true primary driving force behind all the rebellions going on in the Middle East. But I believe it's part of the unforeseen consequences of the quantitative easing too. Or perhaps, you know, it's an intended consequence, which is working directly in concert with the report I read last week from the Brookings Institute called Which Path to Persia and How to Cause Regime Change in the Middle East in Iran. Well, you know, they could have been using this political leak through WikiLeaks that was just released to inflame, you know, the political distrust and the political leaders in the Middle East. And, of course, when you put a hurt on the poorest people in the country by dramatically increasing the price of food staples around the globe, this is the intended or unintended effect, I believe, of the quantitative two easing. Since most commodities, food, are priced and purchased in U.S. dollars, the purposeful devaluation of the dollar, which is in full swing, is causing food prices around the world to spike again. Now, everybody asks themselves, well, how much inflation is there? And I can answer that in a simple and understandable arithmetic that any fifth grader can do in his head. And so, you know, let's take a look at that. How much inflation is there? So, as of 2010, the latest figure I can find is that the national debt is at $13.529 trillion. Now, last week, I talked about doubling times, you know, the exponential function, and we learned that the doubling time can be calculated quite simply by using the natural logarithm of the number 2, which is approximately 70. So I look at a graph here and ask, when was the national debt half of $13.529 trillion? And the graph says, very simply, in 2003, the debt was $6.760 trillion, almost exactly half. So here's the math. 2010 minus 2003 equals 7 years. So 70 divided by 7 equals a 10% rate of inflation. Those are pretty simple numbers. Now let's check our math and let's calculate the doubling time now going forward using the government's own budget. Well, the budget for 2011 is $3.5 trillion, of which $1.4 trillion is deficit spending or money creation or money printing or whatever you want to call it. Now, we know last week that Congress passed a new spending bill and raised the debt limit to somewhere around $14 trillion, which is close to the number I just quoted here from 2010, $13.5 trillion. So let's say that the national debt now is right around $14 trillion, and we're going to deficit spend $1.4 trillion, or we're going to print $1.4 trillion this year to pick up the shortfall in our budget. Well, $14 trillion divided by $1.4 trillion is exactly 10%. So rest assured, the national debt will double from its current $14 trillion to $28 trillion in the next 7 years. That's 2018. I mean, these are the numbers. I'm not making this stuff up. Now, frankly, I think they're going to run about a $2 trillion deficit this year, which is about 15%, which yields a doubling time of about between 5 and 6 years. So, you know, of course, you know, the natural consequence of this means the interest payments to the national debt are going to double in the next 7 years. So, if you're not earning twice as much money in 2018 as you are right now in 2011, your standard of living is going to fall, period. Americans' standard of living will fall going forward unless you understand how inflation works. And in order to protect yourself from inflation, what you have to do is you have to be short the dollar. Well, how do you go short the dollar? Well, you know, you borrow dollars today at long-term low interest rates in order to purchase hard assets that produce income. And then, as we have 10% inflation, remember the dollar in 10 years that we'll be paying back the loan with, of course, we'll pay the loan back in full, but the dollar we're paying back with is going to be worth less and less. You know, of course, the natural thinking here is that wages should rise, you know, because a rising tide raises all boats. Of course, wages will rise slower than costs will rise, and so people will continually have less and less purchasing power, even though they'll actually have a little bit more money. So I want to back up a little to what I talked about last week, and that is that the government has a minimum of $59 trillion in unfunded liabilities over the next 20 years. Now, that number comes from a USA Today article, and a better estimate of the total unfunded liability, I think, is something like double that, like $111 trillion, which our government pundits tell us will be paid in taxes. But unfortunately, after we take, 111 million households, we take out 11 million below the poverty line and 20 million that are retiring in the next 20 years, you know, we're left with only 80 million households to pay a minimum of $59 trillion. Now, that's about $500,000 in taxes over the next 20 years. So that would be a low estimate. But probably more in line with actual numbers is about 1.25 million in taxes over the next 20 years, which is, again, 125% of the average family's total earnings of $50,000 per family per year. So what am I saying? I'm saying that if the numbers, if the government's going to pay out all the promises that they made, it's going to cost every American family $62,500 per year in taxes for the next 20 years. Well, you can't pay $62,500 in taxes on an income of only $50,000. So how will they make the numbers add up? You know, are the politicians so stupid that they can't do arithmetic and they can't add these number up and see that, you know, the numbers just don't work? Or do they have a way of making the numbers work? And the answer is yes. They do have an ingenious way to make the numbers work. And it all centers around the value of the dollar, which, of course, there is no set value to the dollar. And, of course, you know, the value goes down each year. But when you invest and when you buy and sell in business, all profits are taxed. So the bigger the numbers, meaning the more expensive everything is, the more money in total that's collected in taxes. Inflation has a way of dramatically increasing the tax rate because of the loss in the purchasing power of the newly devalued currency. This is my point. Everywhere we look for financial information, we see every pundit talking about nominal dollars as if a dollar is a dollar is a dollar. But of course, nothing can be further from the truth. You know, the dollar is whatever the bankers and the government say it is. You know, the bankers and the government, they're in bed together. I mean, the Constitution says that they have to set the value of the dollar, but they continually don't set the value of the dollar. In fact, my whole life, your whole life, there's never been a set value of the dollar. But everybody talks about, you know, earning a profit. Well, let's take a look at that. If I buy a stock and inflation's 10% and the stock price goes up 10%, well, I have the same purchasing power. I didn't make any profit at all, did I? And yet, if I sell that stock, I'm taxed at a minimum 15% for long-term capital gains on that $10 gain. Well, that's a buck and a half. Well, if 100 is equal to 110 and I only have 108.50, then I lost purchasing power. That seems pretty obvious. Now, what I find really confusing is a video that somebody sent me last week of Ron Paul. And Ron Paul, you know, gets up on the podium and asks, you know, the young people if they'd like to opt out of the Medicare and the Social Security for a flat tax rate of, say, 10%. And people are all cheering and loving it. They'd love to opt out to only have to pay 10% of their income in federal taxes. And yet I have sat here and I've outlined a strategy, you know, which is supported by, you know, a whole book called The Red Amendment, written by L.B. Bork, which is to expatriate back into the state and become a state national, and you owe no taxes. Now, everybody talks like they want to opt out, but very few people have even read the book, The Red Amendment, to get themselves informed on how it is that the government has turned them into a chattel slave of the United States. They refuse to do the things the right way. They have come, in my opinion, under the dastardly spell of the mainstream media and the public fool system, which, in effect, teaches them to covet thy neighbor's goods. Now, John F. Kennedy said in his inaugural speech that the current system operates primarily by covet means. Of course, every American knows the Ten Commandments and that thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's goods and thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife. But what do we see in our society? A 50% divorce rate. And what's that tell you about coveting thy neighbor's wife? I hear that music again. That means we have to go for another word for us from our sponsors. You're listening to Positively Unconstitutional.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
And welcome back to Positively Unconstitutional. And what I was saying just before the break is that, you know, people in this country just absolutely refuse to do things the right way. And again, I believe it's, you know, it's commercialism. It's the advertising community. You know, I was just saying JFK said in his inaugural speech that the current system operates primarily by covet means. And of course, the Ten Commandments says, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's goods. And thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife. But what do we see? You know, in our society has a 50% divorce rate. And what's that tell you about coveting thy neighbor's wife? We have protests in Wisconsin and riots and rebellions all through the Middle East. Everywhere we look, we see Americans voting for the insurgent government. They're out there trying to elect someone who will make a law that will give them license to steal from someone else. They continue to vote in the hopes that elected officials will steal from somebody else and give the benefits to them. What are we doing? We are coveting thy neighbor's goods. We're taught to emulate people like Donald Trump, who's a multi-billionaire, in the hopes that someday we'll have a gold-plated penthouse in Atlantic City. Because after all, in Donald's own words, that's what it's all about. That's what America's all about now. It's not about self-reliance. It's not about charity and people helping other people. It's about the almighty dollar, the new god of the new religion of the entire world. This is what's happening. It's my personal belief the United States is a new religion, and the dollar is its god. You know, all Americans are worried about is, you know, how do I get mine? How do I get ahead? What do I need to do to be the next Jamie Dimon, head of J.P. Morgan Chase and company, who makes $80 million a year salary plus another $40 million or so in bonus? So if that's what you want, you know, it's relatively simple. If you want to have a lot of money, serve the banks and the big financial institutions. Go sell stocks and bonds and other dollar-denominated paper assets. This is exactly what the government wants you to do and needs you to do. They're desperate. Why, you ask? Well, it's a very little understood phenomena that inflation is a method with which to steal from those who hold dollar-denominated paper assets as opposed to hard assets like land, machinery, and equipment, especially income-producing properties and working assets. How does it accomplish this? Well, the best way to look at this is to look at history, and particularly history of the United States, when inflation is high like it was between 1972 and 1982. Now, if we look at this this period of time, we see that between 1972 and 82, the stock exchange went down from 912 to 862. At the same time, the currency lost 57% of its purchasing power. So, in effect, the stock market lost 62% of its value during this time period. Now, if stocks had kept up with inflation, the price of the market would have doubled between 1972 and 1982, giving all the investors 100% gain in the value of their stock, which in dollar purchasing power terms would be exactly equal. There would be no profit. So you can see the newly inflated price when you sold at double the price that you paid. Well, the government says a dollar is a dollar is a dollar, and you got 100% gain, which at minimum is going to be taxed at 15% long-term capital gains rate, which means you lose 15% of your gain in taxes to the government. And this is about 7.5% of the purchasing power of the dollar-denominated asset that you had before the inflation occurred. So that's how they do it. They inflate the stock market, and then they tax you on your profits, which, of course, are illusory. They don't exist. They're pie in the sky. You still only have, you actually have less. They actually tax it away from you. They do the same thing with the CPI, the Consumer Price Index, and the cost of living adjustments, and the actual rate of inflation. Now, I just showed you the rate of inflation is 10%, but they're telling you it's 2%. So what are they doing? Well, everybody who's on a cost of living adjustment gets a 2% adjustment when the actual adjustment in the amount of money out there is 10%, so they lose 8% of their anticipated purchasing power. Oh, boy, that was a mouthful. I've got a caller here, Mark from Georgia. I think I'll take a quick call here. Mark, how are you this fine morning?
Good morning. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great, and how are you?
Well, I'm alive. I can't say I can't complain, but it's not going to help anything, so we'll just deal with it. I heard you trying to explain to this gentleman who was trying to defend Turner, and I get the impression either he doesn't know better or perhaps he chooses not to know better, that what Turner did was he was really trying to just get control of the money and the resources for his own end. He did not care about restoring the republic, and we have that unfairly, you know, based on the fact that he really didn't have any plans about how to utilize the resources in a manner that was actually conducive to reinstating the rule of law. He was thinking, well, we'll just reform the government to something that was more palatable rather than, the way I define restorationism, there is
Mark,
what
if
is.
You hear the music there in the background, that means we have to go to break. and another word from our sponsors. You're listening to Positively Unconstitutional on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay with me, Mark.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Welcome back to Positively Unconstitutional, and we're visiting with our caller, Mark, in Georgia. And Mark, why don't you just kind of recap and reiterate, you know, what you said before the break there?
Okay, well, Ron Paul is a reformer. He believes that we can correct the problem within the framework of what exists. I'm a restorationist. I believe that what Turner is trying to do is some kind of reform, but or at least claiming some kind of reform without going back to common law, which is what the founders intended. I believe that restorationism is what ought to be, what is, and what can reasonably and realistically be done to bring those closer together by holding people accountable.
Let me comment on that, and that's a good point. And,
yes, sir.
And you know, my opinion about Tim Turner is that, you know, he's a fraud. And, you know, it's probably all financial driven. You know, he's charging thousands of dollars for his administrative process, which doesn't work because, you know, people that have done it, you know, I'll end up in jail. And of course, he says, well, you didn't do it right. You know, you didn't listen to me. And frankly, you know, I think the guy is a charlatan, because if he, you know, signed a 1040 form at any point in his past, then he is a U.S. citizen under penalty of perjury. And as a U.S. citizen, he is a chattel slave of the corporation. Now, a chattel slave of the corporation surely doesn't have the standing to go out and form a new republic. And if he does, and this republic is intended to overthrow the existing government, then it's quite clear that he's an insurgent and that he's trying to overthrow the existing government. Now, what we need to understand is that the existing government is an insurgent government. And, you know, I used to think the world of Ron Paul, but I don't think Ron Paul is really addressing the issues. As you said, you know, he wants to fix it within the framework of what we have. And I don't think that's possible, because, of course, the insurgent government has overthrown the lawful government. Now, right. In my opinion, what needs to happen is we need to go back to the lawful government. Well, who is the lawful political body in the United States? That would be the state nationals. That would be the citizens of the several states. And the citizens of these sovereign states, you know, you would never go to Europe and ask a man from France what his nationality was and have him say, well, my parents moved back. They used to be U.S. citizens, but they moved back to France, so I'm really an American. You'd never hear that. But you ask anybody from Texas, you know, what's your nationality? Oh, I'm of German descent. I'm of Norwegian descent. I'm of French descent. I'm Italian. I'm this. I'm that. Never will you hear them say, well, you know, I'm a Texan. I'm an Ohioan. I'm a Missourian. You know, state nationalities in the United States have been wiped away. The federal government has literally committed genocide, and they've wiped out all the state nationals by kidnapping and hijacking and Shanghaiing everybody through their birth certificate and Social Security registration into the United States system. I'm sorry to rant on like that, Mark. Go ahead. Are you still with me, Mark? Or did his line drop? I thought I heard his line drop a while ago. He's back?
Yeah, hi.
Yeah, were you able to hear me? I was able to hear a lot of what you were saying.
Yeah, can you hear me now?
I hear you good, yeah.
Okay, there's a stretch of freeway out here called the Larry McDonald Memorial Freeway. It's I-70. It's a segment of I-75. As you know, as you may know, Larry McDonald was going to be the president of the John Birch Society. They couldn't buy him. They couldn't bribe him. They didn't have any dirt on him with which to blackmail him, and they could not get him to shut up. So I get my in fairness to Dr. Ron Paul, which does what he can, he's very constrained, is that he knows that he's walking on a minefield. He knows that there are certain things that if he said, he'd get into a lot of trouble. And that's where, there are people that say, oh, he betrayed the 9/11 truth movement. He could have called for a new investigation, but he didn't. And I support him in the sense that I support having an honest debate about the issues, and I'm signed up for the delegate process just to go on record with these people. You don't understand how, you know, to me, I'm in the delegate process because I want to show people in the GOP or whoever I can reach that the issue is, what are politicians hiding behind their backs? Why are these, you know, I guess I could email you to you or somebody.
Well, again, my opinion is that the politician's primary motivation is to get reelected.
And keep
out of
jail.
You get reelected. You get reelected by promising your constituent benefits. The fisherman theory. You bait your hook, you know, with lunch. You throw it in a lake. A fish bites. You pull him out of the lake. Now what happens? You own that fish. You can do whatever you want with that fish. You can eat it. You can kill it. You can put it back. You can, you know, whatever you want. And that's the same thing that happens here. You accepted the benefits. You got hooked into the system. They dragged you in, and they own you now.
I get the impression that people get started thinking that they're going to make a difference, and then they find out how corrupt the system is, and then they either become part of that corruption and continue with it, or they're so disgusted that they leave it. And
John McCain made the statement when he got elected the first time and went to Congress. He was going to Washington to change Washington.
Yeah,
but he didn't change Washington. Washington changed him.
Well, obviously. You know, the thing I question about, you know, the thing I want to go on record with the neocons is, had McCain gotten elected instead of Obama, if you think things would be significantly different now, that our economy would be rebounding or any positive difference, we would probably be at war with Iran with no just cause, just as we are in a perpetual occupation of Iraq with no just cause. We are in a perpetual occupation of Afghanistan, again, with no just cause. Now, I get, like you say, the major issue here is that when people are entrenched in a paradigm that is based on a systematic pattern of delusion, if you break any of these, then you have to break all of them in order for people to get really free. But, you know, it's like when I tell people, when I saw Building 7 go straight down into its own footprint, my blind faith in the official story of 9/11 went right down with it. But the thing that really sunk it in with me.
That's one of the primary things that brought me into all this myself, is people asked Rudy Giuliani during debates about Building 7, I mean, he responded, you know, how dare you, and throw that guy out. And that's what woke me up to the cover-up.
The thing that really sunk it in with me, that really registered with me that there was something seriously, seriously wrong with the official story, was on my way back from seminary, I tuned in to the Sean Hannity show, and I heard people asking intelligent, reasonable, pertinent questions, and he'd start playing the theme song from the Twilight Zone, like there's something wrong with people asking pertinent, relevant, sane questions. How dare you say that Americans would do this? And it's like, that's not what any of us has said. But, you know, the point being is that 9/11 is just it's a part of that network of deceit where people need to understand that basically our government has been hijacked. And if you want to believe the mythical story of what happened on Flight 93, we're trying to take it back without crashing. So what needs to be understood is, you know, that's where when I heard Ron Paul speaking in Atlanta a while back, the first time he called for repealing the 16th Amendment, no one could really hear me over the thunderous applause when I said, how can you repeal what was never ratified? And, you know, I concede that with the form of government they have now,
And this is the point I've been trying to make over the months, Mark, is that we have a dual system of government in this country.
Right.
We have contractual system that's made up of the 13th, 14th, 15th, 16th Amendment, which imposes the income tax, which makes us U.S. citizens, which makes us federal citizens.
Right.
And we have a Republican form of government that's guaranteed to each of the states. But none of the states have any citizens anymore. Everyone has opted into the private law system of the United States. Now, the remedy is you can opt out and go back into being a state national. The problem is that you're surrounded by 300 plus million communists who are all going to tell you, you got to have a Social Security number. This is how we do it.
Yeah. So the thing I mentioned to the guy who screens your calls, this website, and I don't want to make it public at this point because there's some things that are in progress, but basically these people are talking about getting people to where, with the suppressed technologies and like that, to get people so self-sufficient, it's like, why do I need you to where people can do what you're calling for is to expatriate from the insurgent government. And once we get enough people to expatriate, and it can happen in mass when people say, why are we even putting up with this crap? Why are we putting up with these liars and traitors? Why don't we put Congress on trial for having lied to us all this time? And the question is, how long is it going to take before people come to their senses about how fraudulent and corrupt the entire system has been?
What people don't understand and what bothers me is people think that the system is so powerful and so strong that no one could ever defeat the system, that the system will just run us over like ants. You know, they just, and this is total nonsense. But the programming and the indoctrination is so strong that the dollar is God and the government has all the money. Ask any person on the street and they'll tell you the government has all the money in the world when the government doesn't have a thing. And the only thing that it takes to topple this most powerful government is noncompliance. Quit working.
I
quit paying your bills. Quit borrowing money. quit. Just quit supporting the system. It'll collapse like a house of cards so fast it'll make your head spin. Now, don't get me wrong. That's not going to be good for the mass majority of American citizens. But if you really want to change the system, there's only one or two things to do. You either have to opt out of the system, or everybody together, we have to be unified, has to non-comply.
Well, yeah, and that's what I'm hearing is that there. I heard about this. Dr. Clarkston, PatriotNetwork.info, he had this, and I guess it's still around, it's called a detaxing packet, where you have to fill out a huge package of documents and have them filed just so and go on record with the government, and they have a certain time frame to respond, and if they don't respond, then your assertion stands and you're no longer part of their system. But quite frankly, I've never had the money
you know,
to do
the
it.
14th Amendment defines, one, if you're a U.S. citizen, you're under the jurisdiction of the United States. You're subject to all its statutes and codes. Two, in the second part, it says the right to vote is denied except to those in rebellion. So we know that we're in rebellion against the republics of our births because, according to international law, you are a citizen of the land where you are born. And, of course, the republics still exist. But what we've done is we've contracted into a private government system. The United States is a private law system. And, of course, the contract is unconscionable, whereby you exchange your estate. You transfer your estate into trust, whereby the Congress becomes the owner of your and the trustee of your estate, and that you are totally owned by them. And then you only have privileges of the state, which, of course, those privileges can be revoked anytime there's an emergency. And so it's in their best interest to have more power over people to create more crisis and more emergency, because then you don't have any rights. But, of course, state nationals who expatriate, they go back to the common law of the republics of the states. And, of course, this is all guided by natural law. And, of course, natural law comes from God. You can't change gravity just because you write a new statute or code. You know, you don't just float off the earth into outer space. Gravity's a law, and it's pretty much unchangeable. That's what natural law is. Those are things that aren't changeable, you know.
Right.
And, of course, you know, I consider the Ten Commandments to be a part of that natural law. Do not covet thy neighbor's goods. And so what do? Well, we watch a commercial that says, hey, get this $100,000 Mercedes-Benz. You know, get these beautiful diamonds for your girl on St. Valentine's Day. Buy everyone a gift. You know, consume, 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 consume. Covet, 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 covet. And the more you covet, the more that, you know, the people that are in power understand that you covet these things. And so they use this against you. Does anybody really need a diamond? It's a rock.
Well, I think
there's jillions of them out there. They got them coming out of their ears. They got to keep them out of the market to keep the price up.
I agree.
It's absolute nonsense.
Well, as a pragmatist and as an engineer is a pragmatist, diamonds are very helpful for cutting. You know, for industrial diamonds are very useful, and well, they look pretty. Yeah, so what? You know. But, again, I concede your point that when people become enslaved to more, and do I have more than the other guy, or does the other guy have more than me, and it's like...
It's keeping up with the Joneses syndrome.
Exactly, and that's where, you know, a continual lust for more is one of the places where the Apostle Paul wrote about it and said, basically, the problem is that we have this system that tells you that if you've got a regular... big screen TV that's not high def, then you're not with it, and there's something wrong with you.
You know, one of my favorite verbal images is the Korean version of heaven and hell. And the Korean version of heaven and hell are exactly the same. And that is, in heaven, there's a huge banquet table covered with all the bounties of the earth, and everyone has 10-foot chopsticks. And in hell, there's a huge banquet table covered with all the great bounties and all the best food, you know, of the earth. And everyone has 10-foot chopsticks. And the only difference between heaven and hell is in hell, everyone tries to feed themselves with a set of 10-foot chopsticks. And in heaven, everyone feeds each other.
Yeah, this is the main point, you know,
if you covet everyone's goods and we want to take from everybody else and we want to vote people in that will give us more benefits and take from somebody else and give to us, then we're living in hell. Everybody's trying to take as much as they can with their 10-foot chopsticks, but there's less and less to take because, you know, no one will feed each other.
That, you know, I want to be legitimately productive, and that's one of the things about restorationism. I have a copy. I'm not saying I've read them yet. I want to someday, and that is the two works of Adam Smith. Is one is called The Theory of Moral Sentiments, and the first is The Wealth of Nations. Well, Wealth of Nations is about economics, and obviously the other book is about morals, and capitalism is. You know, capitalism proper is based on Adam Smith's, both of his works, where in capitalism proper, there is a moral framework that you don't really benefit by taking unfair advantage of other people. If you make money by selling crack to a 12-year-old girl, you may get some economic benefit, but there is no benefit to sin. So the thing that I try to get across to people is, like, the problem we have is what I call crapitalism, is basically capitalism divorced of a moral framework that says that you've got to benefit others to be benefited yourself.
Thanks for your comments, Mark. We've got to go back to break now. I hear what you're saying, and of course, U.S. corporate law used to be that if your company didn't provide something that was of value to the community, that your charter would expire and you'd have to close down your company. You're listening to Positively Unconstitutional.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey Kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system, complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
Hey, every day is the weekend. I stay up, so I sleep in. Hey, every day there's a reason.
Welcome back to Positively Unconstitutional. And, you know, I want to, you know, thank Mark for his comments. During the break, I did a little research, and I have a researcher on the line with me, you know, who looked up this information about Clarkson. You know, and Clarkson is a tax protester, and I'm not advocating that anyone be a tax protester, because it always ends badly. Because if you are a subject of the United States jurisdiction, then you're a taxpayer. And prima facie evidence of being a taxpayer, do you have a Social Security card? You're a taxpayer. You have a voter registration card? You're a taxpayer. You got a driver's license? You're a taxpayer. You're a citizen of the United States? You're a taxpayer. So, again, state nationals live by the common law of the republics, and they are not taxpayers. The constitutions of the states say that you cannot steal the fruit of a man's labor. And, of course, this is exactly what taxes are. But, again, this is a private law system. So I got to ask myself the question, why is it that, you know, people will listen to these, you know, Clarksons and Turners and all these people that are selling their $1,000, you know, easy restoration kit? Don't have to expatriate. No, no, no. You just file these papers. File a lien against the judges. That's what Tim Turner tells you. That'll stop them. Of course, there's laws against filing, you know, frivolous lawsuits against judges and so on and so forth. And just because you don't understand how the presumptions in law work, what are the presumptions in law? I talk about this all the time. What is a presumption in law? The law presumes if your father was a U.S. citizen, you're a U.S. citizen. If your mother was a U.S. citizen, you're a U.S. citizen. If you have a Social Security card, you're a U.S. citizen and a taxpayer. If you have a driver's license, you're a U.S. citizen and a taxpayer. Again, anybody who claims to be a U.S. citizen is a taxpayer. But, you know, everybody's going to read the words, and, of course, the words say if you're subject to the taxes. And everybody's going to say, well, I'm not this, I'm not that, I'm not an employee of the United States. But, of course, everyone with a Social Security card is, in effect, an employee of the United States. How else could you, you know, donate into your retirement fund if you weren't an employee? So, you know, I come back to the same thing. You know, Americans are spoiled. Americans have had it easy. And when I say easy, you know, Americans have been able to, you know, borrow and spend and consume $14 trillion worth of goods that they couldn't afford over the last, since, you know, the mid-60s. What is that, 50, 60 years? $14 trillion. And nobody wants to do it the right way because that's hard. And that takes careful planning. And that takes diligence. And you have to rely on your neighbor to help you sometimes. Sometimes you just can't do it by yourself. Sometimes you need somebody else to help. But everybody wants to put a fence up around their house. Privacy fence, so they don't have to see their neighbor, so they don't have to talk to their neighbor. They just go to work, put their head down, collect their money, and then when they retire and they're on a fixed income and inflation is raging and their standard of living drops and drops and drops and drops, then all they have to do is go and vote in a new elected official who's going to steal on their behalf and make them rich again. You know, this is nonsense. If you're going to do it right. If you want to find out what's right, get the Red Amendment. Read the book. I believe he's got it right. You know, the 14th Amendment, again, it makes you a slave. It exchanges all your God-given unalienable rights. Everybody goes to court and wants to claim they're protected by the Constitution. They're not protected by the Constitution. They've signed a private contract with the United States Corporation, and they're subject to its jurisdiction. You're listening to Positively Unconstitutional on the Republic Broadcasting Network. When we come back from break, we're going to have Brother Gregory with us, I hope.
Gold, ever climbing as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%.
Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Welcome back. Positively Unconstitutional. And I want to welcome my guest, Brother Gregory of His Holy Church, and to the show. He's online now. And Brother Gregory, I've made an announcement, a quick announcement about your 2011 American Whirlwind Tour, and I've announced the dates out there. People can come to your website, hisholychurch.org, for more information. And welcome, Brother Gregory. How are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Well, I'm in pretty good spirits, all things considered. I'm highly disturbed by what's going on in the world and the way, you know, that the media is handling what's going on.
Yeah, it depends on what media you're listening to. This media is not doing too bad. But well, the rest, you know, of the world is, yeah, it's like there's a picture on my wall. It's been there for I don't know how many years. It shows about 1,000 sheep headed towards a cliff, and they're all falling over the cliff, and out in the middle there's one little sheep going the other direction saying, "Excuse me, excuse me." And my grandkids used to say, "That's Grandpa. You know, he's that one sheep going the other way." So, and I don't know what to do about it. I, you know, most people don't want to hear it. And, you know, we do our best, but that's all we can do.
And you know, I'm of the habit now that everybody I talk to, I ask them, do you understand that you're a communist? Well, I'm not a communist. I'm an American. I said, well, you know, American is a communist state. You know, you have a socialist security card, don't you? You know, and then you talk to people, they all want to get out of the tax system, but they still want to collect their money. They want to collect their retirement, their social security. And it just blows my mind. You know, they're like children. You know, they're running around, and they want their cake and eat it too. They want it all.
They want their cake and they want to eat yours. That's what they want. When I wrote the book Covenants of the Gods, 20, 30 years ago, which talks about the contractual nature of government, we point out in there that all 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto are law in America today. And I've been saying for years, the New World Order is here already. They're just trying to figure out how to break it to you. but most people, I really shouldn't say most people, but I would say, yeah, probably most people prefer those benefits than the responsibility of a free state. They don't want to give up the benefits. And, you know, that's believe it or not, when people really understand what was going on in the gospel, that's why Christ was crucified. It's because Christ was taking the people back to a state where they operated by free will offering to take care of the needy of their society. That's what pure religion is.
And this is what the baptism was all about, wasn't it?
Yeah,
was
if you were baptized
out of the Roman civil law and back into God's law, wasn't it?
Right, because
this was an expatriation process, in effect.
Yes, it was.
Baptized, right?
There was a most people. This was astounding to me when I discovered this part of this come out with the Dead Sea Scrolls. But then, as I went digging farther back, you could find evidence of it. But it's been well suppressed. Herod was baptizing people into the kingdom of heaven, quote unquote, before John the Baptist was. they had this ritual of baptism. You would get an ID stone. You would be able to use that to get benefits. Herod was moving the people towards a Hellenistic approach to government, which was what Rome had done. Rome originally was more like ancient Israel, and they operated with free will offerings for the needy of their society, and that's what bound them together, that made them a strong nation. We used to do that in America, and there weren't people dying everywhere. So, sounds like we're going to a break.
Unfortunately, if you hear the music there, that means we have to go back for another word from our sponsor. Our guest today is Brother Gregory of His Holy Church, and we'll be back in just a few minutes.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Welcome back to Positively Unconstitutional. We're visiting with Brother Gregory of His Holy Church. And Brother Gregory, before the break, you know, I was talking about covet means. And I know in your writings you talk about covet means. And of course, the Ten Commandments says, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's goods and thy neighbor's wife.
Right, or anything that is thy neighbor's, his manservant, his ox, his car, his house, or anything. But our society today is based on taking away from your neighbors so that you can have everything from free education to free health care. That's not Christian. That's not even according to Moses or Abraham. And so anybody was, you know, it's funny, the Muslims claim Abraham and Moses to some degree, and they also, the Jews claim Moses and Abraham, and the Christians even claim those characters as part of their, you know, the faith of Abraham. But none of them are operating by faith. They are all praying to the men who call themselves benefactors, but exercise authority one over the other in order to obtain all their benefits. By policy, they sin against God on a daily basis. And so they should be under tribute. The slothful should be under tribute, and they should be oppressed as a people. They should have tyrants ruling over them. But for those of you who want to do something different, they need to be seeking the kingdom, which is seeking the responsibility of providing for one another, as the early church did, through the perfect law of liberty. This was the conflict between the Pharisees. We were talking just before the break of the baptism of Herod. If you got into that group, the scribes would write down your name and your number, and they would guarantee your benefits, and they would force you to contribute. You could actually be arrested and brought to court if you did not contribute enough to the temple.
And tell us again what, you know, how much that was.
That
was one-fifth, right?
Well, it actually ended up varying during different periods of time because there was so much corruption. They were finding themselves short of funds. There were actually riots at the time of Jesus Christ under Pontius Pilate because people were pilfering the funds, which was the Social Security fund. And, you know, there's a detailed explanation of that riot and how Pilate put it down, and it's even mentioned in the Bible. It actually could be quite a lot because they had a number of different ways. They would actually tax you on your wheat fields before you even got the wheat to harvest. They would pace off the size of the field, estimate what you would probably have to turn in grain. And, you know, they wanted it up front. They wanted all that money up front. There was no more free will offerings, which is what made Israel great, you know, and, as a nation way back before they started electing kings. But you go out to John the Baptist, he's got this other baptism, and they're asking him how it works, and he says, if you have two coats and your neighbor has none, share. And there's the distinction between the two forms of government. One is a government of God, and the other one is a government of men. Now your preachers are saying that whatever you create as a government is created by God. No, it's not. Most of what you see as government is contrary to the will of God. Opposed to the will of God, is in violation of the will of God. God lets you do that, but you're going to suffer the consequences.
Well, and, you know, in my opinion, it's word art. You know, it's clear natural law says thou shalt not kill. It pretty much doesn't quantify that or qualify that in any way. Thou shalt not kill. And yet, you just give it another name. Abortion is not killing.
Yeah. Yeah,
well, it's something else. It's not murder, it's war.
Yeah, you know, well, even the method of war that we go to, which most of our methods of war are completely unnecessary if we were truly following the ways of God. For instance, in World War I, 3% of the population, not that I approved of World War I, but 3% of the population or the victims of that war were civilians. In World War II, 67% of the victims of the war were civilians. We've become more barbaric in the way in which we fight wars because we fight them through most of the wars that we're fighting today are in order to support major corporations and industry. They're fought out of, you know, we're given patriotic reasons, but reality, you could have bought.
And the reality of Iraq is that between 1992 and 2003, in those 11 years, we sanctioned them. And those sanctions, you know, cost millions of lives, which no one here in this country heard of through the mainstream media. And, you know, you're killing people left and right, and it doesn't get any, the only thing that gets any play over here is, you know, 5,000 Americans have died over there.
Right. There's millions of people have lost their lives over there. If you go back even to the beginning of the Iraqi war, what was going on there is Kuwait was buying side drilling oil equipment from America to drill into Iraqi oil fields And Iraq took the complaint to the United Nations, took it to the United States. You could only buy those kinds of oil drilling equipment with the sanction of the State Department. And three different avenues of communication, Iraq asked the United States, through the UN and through State Department, and directly, do you have any interest in an Arab-to-Arab border dispute? Because that's why they invaded Kuwait. It's because they were drilling into their oil fields with this side drilling oil equipment. America, in every case, Albright, every case, they said no. But they were already planning the invasion. I actually know people in special forces that were already learning to speak the languages in Iraq because they were going undercover in Iraq during that war. And it was being planned long in advance. This, we are completely duped and set up as to what we actually...
We covet their oil.
Yeah, somebody does. We actually have a tremendous amount of oil here in America. They're drilling up in North Dakota now, and there's huge oil fields up there.
Well, when you look at the numbers, and remember, they're telling us that this Bakken Reserve in North Dakota will produce 1 billion barrels over some time period, the next 20 or 30 years. And when you look at worldwide use of 30 billion a year, you can see that that's 1/30th of a year's use over 30 years.
Right.
That's not really going to help stem the problem. The problem is so big. People, I talked about it last week, Brother Gregory, about the exponential function, and that how if you have growth at 7%, that the volume of use will double, and that each doubling period uses more than all the previous periods. And so the numbers tell us that between 1890 and 2005, we used 1 trillion barrels of oil, and that there's 1 trillion barrels left in the ground, and that the growth is at about 3.5% a year. So we know that in the next 20 years, use will double. And that means that over that 20-year period, we will use 2 trillion barrels, more than all the previous periods put together of 1 trillion barrels. But we only know of 1 trillion barrels in the ground. So unless Lindsey Williams is correct and Gull Island has 3 trillion barrels underneath it, we're going to run out of oil in the next 20 years at current rates and at current growth rates. They're telling us now there's 500 million cars on the road. They're telling us in 20 years there'll be 1 billion cars on a road. So that pretty much tells me use is going to double. And of course, that's no ancillary use. That's just vehicles. And so if we cannot, you know, turn back the clock, even with the 3 trillion barrels, run the numbers out another 20 years, and you'll see that the next 20-year period will consume 4 trillion barrels. So even with the 3 trillion that Lindsey claims is under Gull Island, that only gives us about a 30-year run on fuel.
Right. The you know, personally, I think oil is actually being created all the time, but this I'm not interested in making so everybody can drive their SUV up and down the road at 1 billion cars on the road. The reality is that America is going to have to change its lifestyle, and it will change its lifestyle whether it likes it or not. But right now what we're seeing is manipulation of these oil markets so that rich men can get richer. If you really want to get rich, you need to start seeking the kingdom, which is another alternative way in which to govern yourself on this planet. And that's what Christ was preaching. That's what Moses was preaching. That's what Abraham was preaching. And most people aren't going to want to go that way because it requires individual responsibility. I believe there's all kinds of technologies that not only we haven't discovered, but have some of them have been discovered and oppressed and suppressed by people who want to make lots of money off of your back because their interest is in themselves. They're selfish people. And the people who are not selfish, the people who actually care about their neighbor as much as themselves, need to start coming together and developing their own technologies, their own way of life, their own way of taking care of one another, because the system they are dependent on is going to fail, and including our supply of oil. Out here in Oregon, almost everybody that is in agriculture out here on this whole two-thirds of Oregon is dependent on a pipeline that goes across several major earthquake faults. If that pipeline is disrupted, people will be without fuel in agriculture within days because we've developed a system that gets fuel to where it's needed as quickly as possible because everybody's operating out of debt. Nobody wants to have an inventory. We have no inventory of grain. We have no inventory of surplus foods. We have no inventory of almost any of our resources because we've become so efficient. If that's disrupted, there'll be hunger and famine in this country real quick. And people aren't ready, and they need to get ready by coming together and forming this alternative.
And, you know, I've tried to make the point over, you know, the last months of my show that about 2% of the U.S. population controls the mainstream media. They control the banks, they control politics, they control the military-industrial complex, Wall Street, the New York Stock Exchange. Pretty much everything, the main pillars of our society are controlled by a minority that represents only 2% of the U.S. population. And so if we had 2% of the U.S. population that had, you know, expatriated and had opted out of the system, who were the lawful political body of the state nationals, putting pressure on Washington, putting pressure on the insurgents, putting pressure on the unlawful criminals up there, that we might actually get something done here. With that said, you hear the music there. That means we got to go for another word from our sponsors. We're visiting with Brother Gregory of His Holy Church. You're listening to Positively Unconstitutional.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Welcome back, and once again, we're visiting with Brother Gregory of His Holy Church, and Brother Gregory, we've been talking about, you know, covetousness and, you know, charity and, you know, down-to-earth solutions and personal contact and, you know, get off the internet and get out there and help other people, help your neighbor. Why don't you tell us more about the purpose of your whirlwind tour around the country and what you hope to accomplish?
Well, basically what we're trying to do is get people to start changing the way in which they look at government and supplying the needs that they have as a society. Society has been looking more and more towards governments, not just here in the United States, but Australia, Canada, everywhere, to solve all their problems. And early in America, we had people saying things like, as long as you look to government, you will always suffer tyranny. The more and more you look to them to solve your problems, the more you create the problem. So in order to do something about this, people need to become a little bit better educated. And so this tour was born, started organizing for it in January 1st, which is not much time to get ready. But that's going to be the name of the game in the next few years for almost everything, is we're going to be caught a little bit short of time and going to have to learn to get organized fast. But one of the main things is we want people who are looking for this real solution to meet each other. We started this network just a little over a year ago, what we call the Living Network, which you can get onto at hisholychurch.org. And our numbers have increased by fivefold just in 1 year, and it's increasing more and more. I publish on newsoftheused.com, which I see is one of our sponsors here on this station. And so I write, every time I put another article out, we get more people signing up for the network. And what we're doing is the network is based on getting people in local areas to meet each other, to get off this virtual society that they're creating on the Internet and actually meet people on the ground, because that's where you're going to get help. That's where you're going to be able to help other people. And so by this tour, we actually get these people coming together and meeting at different locations. And they have to, they can start talking and meeting and gathering together. And with each person that enters into the network becomes richer if they enter in with that same spirit that was preached by Christ, Moses, and Abraham. Christ was repeating Moses when he said, "Love thy neighbor as thyself." That's government policy in the kingdom. That's our policies are already made. It's just a matter of we have to become doers of that policy. We have to care about one another. And sending men to my neighbor's house to kick in their door, to extract money from them so that I can live on Social Security or welfare or whatever, that's not loving your neighbor.
That's the way we do it.
That's the way some people do it. You know, the Levites were the total social welfare of the people. And when Christ established the church, the apostles and the ministers of the church were the total social welfare. We see them taking care of daily ministration. There's a dearth. There's a famine in an area. They gather up collections and send ministers with supplies. This is the way they did it. And it will work better in FEMA. It's actually what we call FEMA.
I hear Dr. Ron Paul talk about this all the time. When he was doing his residency back in the early 60s, he was making, you know, a few dollars an hour working in the emergency room. If you came in without, you know, insurance, well, the hospital took care of it. It was a charitable hospital. It was a religious, you know, foundation that owned the hospital. And he said, you know, everybody got taken care of. They didn't have insurance. They didn't have money. There was no government federal money coming to the hospital to pay for this. And yet today, that system just cannot work.
Well, that's what they tell you. It can't work, but in truth, it can work.
Of course it can.
What's happening now is I know a lot of people who go to the doctor all the time because they get that, you know, it's paid for by the state. If it wasn't paid for by the state, they wouldn't go to the doctor all the time. They'd only go to the doctor when they actually need to go. It would change. It would take this, you know, that everybody knows that this new health care plan is just going to inundate what we have as a medical establishment. And again, there's the other problem, the medical establishment.
And let me just comment on that. You know, I've had some conversations with LB about Title 42, Section 666. And you know, it's a displaced law that's in some other title. And of course, this is the modus operandi that the healthcare bill uses, is that we have all these other, you know, kind of seemingly unrelated things. For instance, you know, the new healthcare bill gives them full access to your bank account. And so they're talking about rationing care. Well, I know exactly how they're going to ration care. If you come into the hospital, they'll check your bank account. If you got $1 million, you'll get every test in the book. They'll take all million.
Yep.
If you come in with $100 in your account, guess what? You know, you're going to get the homeopathic 1 cent a day remedy. And frankly, you might be better off. You can hear the music there.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny, and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Attention RBN listeners. The Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Welcome back to Positively Unconstitutional. And Brother Gregory, just before the break, I mentioned Title 42, Chapter 7, Subchapter 4, Part D, Section 666, which is the requirement of statutorily prescribed procedures to improve effectiveness of child support enforcement. In other words, that's the laws that they've made up to force you to pay child support. And, you know, as I said before, LB and I have talked about this, and you seem to see some, you know, some process behind how these things are numbered. Is that right?
Change that code before they were even passed. And I took 1 year out wasn't the only thing I did that year. I had to make a living, too. But I focused on reading every single law that came up to be passed in front of Congress. And that was a lot of reading. But I would only want to do that one year. It's like my time in hell. It was the Insurance Portability Act that was passing, and it was Section 511, 512, 513 that was going to alter this Title 42, Section 666, Subchapter A13, I think, is the critical one. And I had noticed that 511, 512, and 513 showing up before and other things. And I started looking at these numbers and started wondering, where are they getting these numbers? Because everything is not just written in a logical order. Things are all over the place in these huge book-sized bills. And so I was thinking.
And you're referring to the Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act, or HIPAA.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I can't even remember what year that was. Was that 98 or...
Yeah, it seems like it's been 10 or 12 years ago, yeah.
Yeah, I think it was 1998. But anyway, and I saw that, you know, I was reading that and I was seeing this, and now everything that passes in these bills that isn't scratched out or whatever, you know, by Congress and Senate, has to change code somewhere. And so somebody has to take all those huge book-sized bills, go in and alter the code that are a little bit more logical in pattern, a little bit, and changes this little verse here and changes that little verse there and adds this little comment here. Somebody has to do that. That's a huge job. How would you do that? How would you filter through that? You would have to know every one of the codes and how it affects everything. Well, the guys writing these bills, which aren't the Congress anyway, that would be an interesting study to go research and find out who's writing these, because another thing I discovered is that the same bills that appear in the United States often are appearing in other countries, in
Australia,
Europe.
Canada. Yeah, I've heard exactly some of the same speeches on this on different Congresses in Australia, Canada, and the United States within weeks of each other. The
some international body is actually orchestrating the writing of these bills. Have very smart and intelligent lawyers with some sort of an agenda that are writing these bills that are bringing us into a totalitarian state. It's probably tax funded, but it's definitely not people motivated.
and I talked about this at some length last week. You know, I talked about think tanks last week, and last week's show was about the Brookings Institute.
Right.
Who wrote a and of course the people who wrote the study were former CIA, former Exxon, Chevron, Mobil employees, Middle East policymakers for the federal government, and they come up with this thing called What Path to Persia? And of course it's all the ways that they're going to subvert the government over there and cause regime change, and if all the ways that they, you know, talked about doing it, you know, covertly didn't work, well then, you know, the last, you know, you might have to go in there and, you know, directly, you know, have military intervention in it to overthrow the regime. Now, of course, what's wrong with that is that this think tank is running the government from behind the scenes. And, of course, the government has already signed the Algiers Accord, which says we'll never, you know, get involved or interfere with the Iranian political process, which was signed back in 78 or 79 or 80, right at the end of the Tehran hostage taking.
Right. But they're not, they don't keep their word.
It's amazing to me that we can go and convince all of our citizens that we're the good guys and we're doing all these things around the world because everyone else is bad. But when we look at our own laws and the agreements that we've signed, then we don't keep them, like the Balkanization of Eastern Europe. You know, we applied to the Security Council, and the Security Council said we couldn't attack, so we wrote a different opinion, a legal opinion, and we went and attacked anyhow, and we, you know, just changed everybody around there.
Yeah, I've been duped by it, too. The control of the media, Time Magazine, I remember, had a picture on the front of it showed barbed wire and a really skinny guy without a shirt on standing on the other side of the barbed wire, and they talk about atrocities in Yugoslavia and Croatia and all this stuff, and And I thought, oh, my gosh, and I was kind of up in arms a little bit myself. And then I find out later that the guy standing there just happened to be a really skinny guy. He was outside the barbed wire, and there was no gate on the barbed wire. It was just put up for a short little distance there. Anybody could walk around, and the camera people went over there and set up this shot to create this image for the American people who... And fortunately, there were some Japanese guys there who were filming them film this guy, and it later came out that it was completely a bogus story. Not that there wasn't atrocities on both sides. Every time you have a war, you have atrocities on both sides. I mean, we committed atrocities during World War II. I think we were more a moral element of that war than almost any of the other forces, but... That doesn't mean that there weren't bad things that went on, and we need to always look at those bad things that we do, or we will stop being a free nation, which is, I think, what's happening today, is that we don't scrutinize and criticize. It's become, you see it where somebody criticized, why are we in this war, and people say that's un-American to criticize.
You know, I think it's the education system, and the education system teaches us the Hegelian dialectic, and the Hegelian dialectic is there is no absolute right and wrong. And so, you know, since there is no absolute, then everything is open for discussion. And so if I give you two false choices and I force you to choose between them, an example might be John McCain versus Barack Obama.
I got
two false choices there. Which one do I choose? Well, I don't want either one. I want Ron Paul. But of course, you know, $750 million dollars in advertising for John McCain, you know, makes him more popular than Ron Paul.
Yeah.
So first they pick the two people you get to choose from. They pick the two questions that they ask for you to choose from. And then you can't figure out why it doesn't solve the problem when it doesn't address the problem because, of course, the solution is the problem. Government is not the solution. It's the problem.
Yeah. At worst, it should be a servant. If you look for it as a solution, it will become the problem. And that's the story of the Bible from the beginning to the end. And I tell people the Bible is really about government. I mean, Nimrod, Cain creating his first city-state, Egypt. How did you get in Egypt? By contracting with the Pharaoh that I'll give you one-fifth of everything I earn and you take care of my social welfare. And that was called the bondage of Egypt. Today, Americans pay far more than that to their government.
I figure it's between 86 and 90% when you take all taxes into account because, of course, you know, they've got a tax on virtually everything. You know, the Beatles hit the nail on the head, you know. If you drive, they'll tax the street. If you walk, they'll tax your feet.
Yeah. And not only that, but the few things that you buy that you don't pay a direct tax on, the price is way up because everybody who produced it was taxed to the hilt. So, you know, we are a tax-driven society.
Well, if you look at England and Britain and you compare prices in the United States with prices in England, what you're going to find on manufactured goods like automobiles, an automobile here is 20,000, a comparable automobile over there is 20,000 pounds. And so it's 50% more in England. Why? Because they have the value added tax of 5%.
Right.
And so every component that's bought to put that car together, the manufacturer of that car has to pay an additional 5% tax on all the components. This makes his car 50% more expensive than a car here in the United States. And, of course, what's Obama and the government talking about, the progressives? Oh, a value-added tax so that our prices can all go up on manufactured goods by 50%.
And it eventually just drains the society down to nothing.
Well, it destroys your will to work. I mean, how long can you get on, you know, the hamster wheel, run as fast as you can, and get farther and farther behind?
Right.
Until finally you throw your hands up and go, well, hell, that guy, he don't do nothing. He gets his unemployment. He gets a check from him. He got welfare, food stamps. Shit, why am I running? I can just lay back. Of course, my standard of living won't be quite as good, but, you know, maybe I can work for a little on the side there. And this is what drives the black market. And you're going to see more and more black market in the United States.
And that the government doesn't mind that because it gives them something to point their finger at. Well, we would be, you know, we would be doing better, but it's all these cheaters over here. But the reality is the entire premise is based on covetousness, which is what we talked about at the beginning. It is doomed to failure. It is doomed. It is the unrighteous mammon. It is the Corbin of the Pharisees that makes the word of God to none effect. And that's very easily provable. You know, we've got several articles up on
that. I mean, I've talked about this all the time. The system is specifically designed to fail.
Yes.
If you look at how we create money through debt, you create a bond for $100 with 4% interest for 30 years. Just the interest on the bond is $120. Where's the other $20 come from?
Right.
You could never pay it back. And
then never.
It creates an artificial scarcity, because when you create that bond, what do? Well, you discount it a little bit, so you really only create $98, because somebody's got to make his 2% for creating a bond. So we create $98, and then the first 3 months, well, we owe $1 back already. We owe $4 a year, one every quarter, for that 4% interest. So after 1 year, we don't have $100 in circulation to pay back that $120 in interest. We're already down to 98 minus 4. We only got $94 after 1 year.
Right.
After 2 years, it's $90, $86. You know, every year you go into that bond, there's fewer and fewer dollars to work with in order to earn the income, in order to pay the interest on it. But the interest doesn't exist, so you have to create another bond and another bond and another bond. So it's designed to create this exponential growth that we see in debt. And as I said earlier in the show, in 2003, the national debt was under $7 trillion. Only 7 years later, in 2011, 2010, it's already $14 trillion. So we can see they're inflating the currency 10% a year. Why? Every 7 years, the volume of money is doubling. The volume of the debt is doubling. The volume of interest payment on the debt is doubling. How long can that go on? Not 50 years longer.
No. Nope.
Consume the entire economy, the entire GDP will go to pay interest on a debt that, of course, the government can just create that money. They don't have to create it through the Federal Reserve Bank, but they like that because that gives them control of the inflation rate, and the inflation rate is how they make all these huge promises, and they fulfill the promises. The only problem is that, you know, when I get my $1,000 a month Social Security, you know, it might pay the electric bill.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what you're going to see. You're going to see the social services being cut more and more and more. They won't have to actually cut the amount of money that you get. It'll just be cut by inflation.
Well, and again, if you take a certain amount of money, and you take the CPI, the Consumer Price Index, and you say, okay, the money loses 3% every year, when in actuality, it's really losing 10% every year. Well, there's a 7% loss of purchasing power for everybody who's on that cost of living adjustment. You know, they're just gaming them out of their money, and everybody in the United States just looks at nominal dollars. Every TV show, every financial show that you look at, all they're going to talk about is a dollar, is a dollar, is a dollar, is a dollar. They never go around and, you know, oh, let's go back to 1972 dollars and see how many dollars it costs now. Let's go to 2005 dollars or 2010 dollars. No, they just talk about a dollar. Oh, you made huge profits, 10% a year. Of course, if you put your money in the bank and you get 1% interest and there's no inflation, you're much better off than if there's 9% inflation and you get a 10% return, because you have to pay tax on the whole 10%.
Yeah. So they got you coming and going. Yeah,
well,
the amazing thing
system.
Is this has all happened in history many times before. At the time of Christ, they were moving in that direction. Mark Antony and Cleopatra had already taken a little bit of the silver out of the Roman silver denarii. Nero took a lot more, and by Diocletian there was none. And a sack of wheat went from 6 denarii, which would be about 6 dimes, maybe a little bit smaller than a dime a denarii was, and to 120,000 denarii for the same sack of wheat. Why? Because the dimes weren't silver anymore. They were iron. And why? Because they waved their hand and said, oh, you don't need silver money anymore. Just take our word for it. It's worth what we say it is. And people fell for that, and the whole system collapsed. It took longer, I think, for Rome to collapse than it will take for America to collapse, but we're headed for that same devastating collapse. And most people, like those sheep headed for that cliff, they don't want to turn around and do something different. But this is what I believe Christ was preaching, is to repent means to turn around and let's do something different. Because and just in the nick of time, because it was all downhill after that for Rome and the world that they knew. And I think we're headed the same way. So people can either turn around, and they best do that together. But most of the people are not going to turn around. They're going to go down the chute.
I can see that everyone is going to wait until their ox is gored, until the economy collapses, until there's roving gangs in the streets with guns trying to steal your food. And then they're going to want to expatriate.
Yeah.
Of course, then it won't be possible to expatriate, because expatriation is an administrative process. And it takes an administrator in the government to approve your expatriation. So if the government collapses and there's no worker there to approve your expatriation, well, how will you prove that you are not a U.S. citizen anymore?
Not only that, you have to have something in its place. You have to have some sort of society to take its place. And most people, a lot of people want to get out of the system, but they don't want to do what it takes to create an alternative. And Christ came saying, let's create the alternative. Seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and the righteousness of God. And, like, again, coveting your neighbor's goods certainly isn't righteousness. So we have to create a society that takes care of one another without sticking a gun to their head or a knife to their throat.
And with that said, I guess you can hear the music there in the background. That means another word for our sponsors. I want to say stay tuned at 12 noon, coming up in 10 minutes, Todd McGreevy and Common Sense Revisited. You're listening to Positively Unconstitutional.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to AshworthTraining.com.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys, and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Welcome back to Positively Unconstitutional, and we've been visiting with our guest, Brother Gregory of His Holy Church. And one more time, Brother Gregory, I'd like to make the announcement that your whirlwind tour is coming up. You can go to hisholychurch.org and find the dates that he'll be in your area. And again, I want to reiterate what you've said here today, and that is that we need networks of real people on the ground, helping each other, hand to hand, touching each other, not sitting on Facebook posting pictures. That's not going to help. You know, the government controls the internet, and if you think you're going to overthrow the internet by setting up a group and communicating on their chat line, you're sorely mistaken.
Yeah, some people are. We actually have a lot of our groups are Google groups that are networking, but there's no private information that we want going over those Google groups. Anybody who thinks that they're in any kind of internet and not being scrutinized is naive, and then some. And people say, well, there are certain groups that guarantee that they. We will keep all their information private. Well, you know, if I was in the government, I would offer those kinds of outfits myself to get everybody who had secrets to go there. We don't have any secrets. We're out in the open, but we respect the privacy of the individuals who join the network, and we go to great lengths to keep that private. But, you know,
as I was talking about earlier with the healthcare law now, they've put it in there that the, you know, healthcare can just reach right in your bank account and draft your account. So there is no privacy in banking. And of course, there is no privacy on the internet. Everything goes through a government computer that is set up at the telephone exchanges at AT&T. You know, this is all part of the Patriot Act, that they can spy on U.S. citizens. And, you know, anybody who knows what's going on knows that there's, you know, a whole arm of the government that's doing this that, you know, most people have never even heard of. I can't think of the name of it off the top of my head right now. But there is no privacy in the United States. You know, if you're trying to keep things, you know, secret here, good luck.
Yeah, if you want to get somebody's attention, whisper. So if you you want to get the government's attention, sign up with some outfit that guarantees you encrypted messages back and forth. I guess that's going to draw their attention.
They hire all the encryption guys. You know, they can break any code. You know, there's no keeping secrets from those guys.
Yeah.
And if you got a secret, or if you got, you know, like Martin Armstrong, who studied cycles and times at the Princeton University, you know, he had such a good model of how, you know, money works in the world that they put him in jail because he wouldn't give him his software.
Right, right. Yeah, that's it's actually against the law to create a encryption that the government can't break. That's one of those little clauses tucked way away and one of those bills that nobody reads before they pass. So,
you know, the other thing about, have you heard about dimimitude in the healthcare bill?
With that particular term.
It's an Islamic term that says that anyone who is Islamic doesn't have to buy the healthcare insurance.
Oh,
okay. We're out of time. You're listening to Positively Unconstitutional. Stay tuned for Common Sense Revisited coming up in just a few minutes.